Hi, I'm Jim Demko, Liam's dad, also known as the bicycle guy. Thanks for listening. This may be long, and I'm sorry for the inconvenience. George Orwell taught us that journalism is telling people what powerful people don't want you to know. Everything else is just public relations. The realities of climate change, on the other hand, is something that nobody wants to know. And you don't make a lot of friends telling people stuff they don't want to know. Some call you a commie, others call you crazy. But you get over it, mostly. I don't think the most terrible of today's terrorists could have nuked New York and New Jersey like Superstorm Sandy has. We'll all be paying the cost of cleanup for a long time. For the good fortune that thousands or tens of thousands weren't injured or killed, we can thank the weather guys, the guys who gave us early and accurate warnings about the storm. Their ability to give us those warnings came from computer modeling and decades of climate science, the same science and scientists who've been warning us about coming catastrophes and chaos of climate change. Already, storms on steroids are raising floods, followed by drastic drought and fueling fires around the world, in some places creating famine. Extreme weather has become the new norm on our planet. No, I don't believe in climate change, any more than my little boy believes in arithmetic. We understand how it works, the science and the math. And in both cases, the numbers add up the same every time. That some don't seem to understand the problem yet is partly a product of the men behind the curtain with the money, supercharged by the Citizens United decision. The dirty energy industry has spent millions on prostate politicians, pundits, and PR propaganda flacks they employ to fool us about climate change. Look what they poured into the last elections alone. Do you know what a non sequitur is? It's an argument that doesn't follow, like an equation that doesn't equate. The numbers just don't add up. Well, these guys and their sleazy shade tree pseudoscientists have been grinding out non sequitur sausage for over 20 years now, and they will keep on spewing it out as long as some people keep swallowing it. Some people have good reasons to swallow it. We tend to trust those we're familiar with, friends, family, fellows of our faith, and too often, unfortunately, Fox News. And some people's jobs just depend on buying and living the lies. But most people are figuring it out. The so-called debate is over. The most recent survey of thousands of peer-reviewed scientific articles on climate change found that less than 0.2% challenged the current consensus. We will come around to dealing with climate change. The question is, will we hit the brakes or hit the wall? Like math, sooner or later our kids will understand climate change too. The kids on the East Coast are part of the first generation of Americans to be victims of the change. The others will catch on fast. Kids talk. A hurricane is a hard thing to hide. And they're going to learn that we knew this was coming for decades. When they ask about it, what are you going to tell your child? Maybe you've heard the line, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Well, I recently recognized that we cannot presume to know what we cannot change. That kind of blows our best excuse for doing nothing right out of the water. So I can't know if harassing people will speed things up, but you can't say for sure it won't. As the cartoon character Poco once said, I've seen the enemy and they is us. To deal with climate change, we need to change how we live and much of what we believe. Fortunately, when you change one, you automatically change the other. It's not that hard. Step one, find out how climate change works and what it's going to do if we don't stop it. Just Google it, for gosh sakes. Step two, figure out what you can do to cut your carbon footprint. Little things we can do add up. Get your kids involved. Their creativity will be critical, and they can accept the problem if we let them be part of the solution. Step 3, talk to your friends, family, and fellows of your faith and figure out what you can do together. When we work together, we multiply our efforts. Again, it's just math. You all know someone who's been through the 5 stages of angry, mostly old white male grief. Denial, 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 and denial. You don't want to go there, trust me. Let's get over it and move on. Take the new Possum Lodge pledge with me. I am a human. My life is responsible for climate change. But I can change, if I have to, I guess. If you feel the need to comment or criticize this, come see me at the shop. I'm willing to talk. I try to listen. Meanwhile, as our friend Red says, hang in there. I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together. Thanks for listening.